your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
It's the Life Songs morning show, and if you have listened to Life Songs any over the last several months, you have heard Counting My Blessings by Seth Schleter. You've also heard me accidentally butcher Seth Schleter's last name multiple times, but I'm so excited to have Seth here on the Life Songs morning show with us. How you doing, man?
I'm so good, dude. And it common problem. I did it to myself. The last name, ma'am, it's rough.
I love Counting My Blessings. I was looking at your website earlier. You've got another song you just did a video for. That song is even better. Like, it's so good.
Dude, it is so funny because, like, all of these songs were written, like, 2 years ago. So it's funny that they come out and I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Like, I like this one, you know? But yeah. Also at the same time, like, really excited because I'm like, I've been writing so much in those 2 years and I have new stuff that I'm even like more excited. So it's just funny how that all pans out, you know?
You're a really great songwriter and it's awesome to play you here on Life Songs.
Thank you, man. I super appreciate it.
So tell us about the song that has introduced you to the Life Songs family. Tell us about Counting My Blessings.
Yeah, man. Counting My Blessings. Like I said, I wrote it like 2 years ago. It was me and two friends, a guy named Jordan and a guy named Jonathan. We were talking about life, talking about just like all the things going on. And it was this really cool moment where like for all three of us, the way we phrased it was kind of like we were living in the answer to prayers that we had prayed years ago. You know, like years ago we had prayed for this to happen in our families, this to happen in our lives, this to happen in our careers. And it's like, whoa, we're living in that. And so often we're so focused on like the next big dream, the next big goal, the next upcoming thing that we just forget to pause and just thank God for like what he's done. We wrote just from that place of wanting to give God gratitude and just fix our eyes on him because, you know, there's going to be easy moments and there's going to be tough moments. It's like not everything is perfect, but in those moments, if you pause and look, you can always find a reason to be grateful.
God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more
I get messages all the time from Life Songs listeners who are like, I was having a rotten day, and then you played that song from Seth, and like I started counting my blessings, started listing them out, and it completely changed my outlook on the day.
Oh, praise God. That's so cool. That's what I love to hear. Like, that's the reason I do what I do, and I know why you do what you do. So, like, that's so cool.
We're talking with Seth Schleter on the Life Songs Morning Show. Seth, who are you? Like, give us a little insight you were born in Pennsylvania, grew up in Ohio, but, like, tell us about yourself. Let us inside the mind of Seth Schleter.
Scary place. Born in Erie, Pennsylvania, moved to Ohio when I was 13. I've been here since, worked as a missionary. Grew up in an awesome Christian family my whole life, but really gave my life to the Lord as a sophomore in high school. Just is where I really encountered him. And it wasn't in like a big powerful moment. It was literally just coming to him day to day in prayer. And just he became more and more real to me. And wanted to give my life to him, wanted to serve him. Ministry and music is the way that he's called me to do that. So I'm just so blessed that I get to do this, you know, full time, that this gets to be what I love to do. I'm a nerd. I love like superheroes. I love Lord of the Rings. I love Star Wars. I love reading. I love exercising. I did a marathon and a half marathon last year. I did a triathlon. I just got married 6 months ago. That's the most important thing. My wife is amazing. Yeah, man, life is beautiful. I'm so blessed.
That's awesome. You look like a Lord of the Rings fan. Like, you've got the Legolas hair.
God, I'm, like, trying to be, like, Aragorn or Legolas, you know? Just, like, give me a sword and, like, medieval garb and I'm ready to go.
True story. I just saved this on my Instagram feed. It was a reel of someone getting a tattoo of literally just the map that Tolkien had drawn of Middle Earth. It was, like, a full sleeve up his arm. And I'm like, that's the coolest tattoo I've ever seen.
That is epic. There are people who have like learned the whole Elvish language. Like, I'm not quite there, but I do respect it.
You said you were into running. You know that they have this like running club that you can be a part of that tells you the distances and the topography to run to go across Middle Earth.
That is, it never ceases to amaze me like how far people will take like their
fandom. Yeah.
I'm like, that is next level. That's so funny.
Didn't matter where.
So Let's have a little fun with the lightning round. I'm just going to give you some quick yes or no, one or two options. You just fire off your answers as best you can. If we get sidetracked, that's cool. Ready?
Great.
All right. Life Songs lightning round with Seth Schlieder. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Correct answer. Summer or winter?
Summer.
Okay. So you like the beach or mountains?
I like both of them a lot. The ideal is like right in between. I can be on the beach and all of a sudden I turn around and I'm right there on the mountains.
So like California.
Yeah. We had our honeymoon in Costa Rica, and that was kind of like it too. Like there was like mountains right there, and then also like beach right there. It was crazy.
So you have grown up in the era of social media. Do you have a preferred social media that you use, or are you on the other side of that now and just like, I'm out?
I like have such a love-hate relationship with social media. Instagram is like the one I use the most. I don't really do TikTok except to repost the things that I'm posting on Instagram. I actually find LinkedIn is kind of fun. I feel like LinkedIn provides the most value out of any social media that I've like been a part of.
Is LinkedIn a social media thing? I thought it was just where you posted your resume.
No, like it's like people post things and it's like, you know, business hacks, life hack, whatever, all sorts of things. So that's kind of fun. But I also do like, I mean, social media, there's so much negative things with it. And it's so draining, you know? So I think it's like one of those things where I see it being used for so much good, but also you just have to have a lot of really good boundaries and discipline with it, because otherwise it can drain you in so many ways. So
very wise. All right. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Early bird or night owl?
Both, actually, which is the dangerous place to be, but I typically try to order my schedule so that I'm more of an early bird and less of a night owl.
That's hard to do, though, with your career. Like, you perform mostly in the evenings, right?
I know. And I'm intrigued to do it to see how it all plays out, because I'm about to go on tour, so it might shift a little bit. But typically, I try to be up every morning by 5:40, and I try to go to sleep by, like, 10:40, so it gives me, like, 7 hours of sleep.
That's good. That's really healthy. Very, again, very wise. That's Seth Schlieder. Very wise. Is your wife going to get to go on tour with you, or is she going to be working?
She'll be able to come to some of the dates, but she won't be like on the bus with us. So
that'll be hard.
I know. It'll be like, now the nice thing is it's only like 4 day stints. So it'll be like, I'm gone for 4 days and then I'm back, and then gone for 4 days and then I'm back. So it's not the worst.
Perfect spring day. Is it going to be rainy or is it going to be sunny?
That's a great question. I think I would love like a little morning rain. So you get kind of like rain in the morning, and it's like just kind of this nice little drizzle, like kind of misty. And then it gets really sunny. And then like by the time like evening comes around, it's like thunderstorming and you can just get in and get cozy. I cheated.
I mean, it sounds like the perfect day, honestly. And finally, peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Ooh, I go back and forth. I think in general, smooth.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think people who always choose crunchy, there might be some like mental health issues that we have to contend with.
We may need to pray for them, but like it's all cool.
Well, Seth, that is the end of the lightning round. You did great. All correct answers. You towed the line a couple times.
I was close to failing. When I've been the rebel loser run from your arms, I've turned my back and I've broken your heart. But you love me still.
Give Life Songs family just one word of encouragement. What has God been teaching you lately that you would share?
I think just dependency. You read the Beatitudes, you pray with so much of what Jesus has spoken, and so much of it is like, blessed are the poor in spirit. Do not be anxious about anything. Just like learning to be dependent. I think in our world today, you hear self-made man, self-made this, like all like me, me, me. And it's like, no, like I want to be a God-made man. You know, like I want to be that kind of person that is relying on the Lord, that's able to lean back and trust in my God, you know, in my Father to take care of me. So my word of encouragement is just trust God. You know, it doesn't mean you just sit back and do nothing. I've heard it said, God can't drive a parked car. Like, you got to at least get the car moving. But trust him to take you to where he needs you to go. And just trust him to provide for you in every step of the journey.
Great word. Thank you, Seth Schlieder, for hanging out with us. It's awesome to get to meet you.
Yeah, such a pleasure. Thank you.
Because you chose to be a generous giver, Life Songs is here today.
It is an honor to serve Southeast Louisiana and the world with you. Thank you.
Hey, this is Seth Schlieder. God is good all the time. Uplifting Life Songs.